Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. As you probably remember, last week Russell Brown talked to the proprietors of the website Spare Room and Throng. We're back with further discussion on that now.
Anna and Stephen, you won two Qantas Awards just recently. How was that? You know, there's obviously a degree of pride, but do you think that will actually make a difference to, you know, say, advertiser interest? Does it give you more credibility?
I think that's the awards thing certainly will give more credibility as far as advertisers go. As far as things like traffic go, it's advertising or marketing or word of mouth, all of that sort of stuff that is great, but you only get really, really good returns from online links, you know, and because of search engines as well. And that's what the same sort of thing that these guys are talking about. Because we deal in a lot of popular culture sort of stuff, we get a lot of search. A lot of searches coming to the site just simply because of that. So if you're talking about popular culture stuff, that happens there quite easily. But it's but the big thing with the awards was getting up in front of a very large room full of print media when we've spent the last year basically in the corner room in the house. And so it's only when you actually get out and you hear that people are, you know, you hear stories of what people have enjoyed reading, that it starts to sink in that you're having an effect out there.
I think for Spare Room, the best thing about winning those awards was the impact it will have on advertisers, because a lot of our content is a little risque, it's a little, you know, ribald, it's a little bit, you know, on the edge, and advertisers, you know, although they make out they're terribly, you know, liberal and not conservative, I think, you know, in terms of where they place their ads, so it's given us a bit of legitimacy as well, and we haven't had to tone down our content, although, you know, we basically, there's no nothing that, you know, bad manners and anything antisocial like pornography or violence or anything, we don't go near, and it's sort of we try and be smart witty, not, you know, lowest common denominator witty. So I think the awards sort of put, you know, will help advertisers see us as more mainstream. God, help.
Well, I have to say, we had the exact same experience with Public Address. We won a, you know, Qantas, the first time they've been extended, you know, in case listeners don't know, to the internet. Almost no impact on traffic, quite some impact on ad bookings. We've had our best month yet, so it's kind of interesting that you know, it takes something like that to push things along.
Yeah. I mean, one interesting thing that we've been told is the whole ad industry thing is kind of about getting your face in front of the advertising industry as opposed to actually who cares about the numbers. I mean, it's what you actually seem to be, which is kind of frustrating because unless you kind of win an award or something, how do you actually convince them that, hey, I've actually got a valuable product here? That's the whole banging your head against the wall scenario.
Be interviewed on radio shows, I recommend it. maybe we could just go back to what Anna was talking about there about things that you don't want on your site. I mean, particularly at Throng, you've got so many people writing. How do you manage that so that you don't have bad or offensive content up there? How do you do it?
I think for us, one of the big things is you set the tone yourself for what kind of content you're adding. Mm. And I'm sure you found that with Public Address too. So people sort of fall in line a little bit with what you are doing and what you're putting on there and allowing. So, I mean, we're pretty lenient with stuff. We don't have big swear word filters, but people aren't seeming to be using it. And I think a lot of the content is sort of more official sounding than, and there's rants on the site and stuff, but people are pretty, they're trying to be pretty intelligent about what they're writing on the site. So. Mm. I think if it got to be a problem, you'd need to address it, and probably every so often you'll get some people who come on there and leave crazy comments, and we don't delete very many, but if there's people who just add nothing of value to the site, yeah, we'll have no problem deleting it, and we've got a few times have done that, but nothing major. Yeah.
And also when we've got a, you know, quite a reasonable community, and so we don't have to be on there 24/7, and so you can have people who will be reading stuff and something will come up that, you know, is a little bit questionable, and we'll get an email straight away saying, hey, I think you should check this out.
Or it'll be self-correcting.
Yeah.
Do you have people from the TV industry posting there? And do they post under their own names?
Both. Yep. Both anonymously and publicly. And we really love the fact that they're coming out publicly using their real names, especially makers of shows more than network people. But yeah, people wanting feedback. Also, people who've been on shows come on there. So we had people like Megan Alatini straight after Dancing with the Stars the next morning coming on and giving a long comment to people. Or things like that. So yeah, and also people who make small documentaries have been coming on and thanking people, saying here's a tape if you want it, to people who have really expressed interest through the site.
Yeah, one of the things that we wanted to achieve with the site was to kind of make something that the industry itself could use, because like quite often you get a lot of these smaller production companies that are producing some really good content, but I mean, how much publicity do they actually get? So we wanted to say, hey look, if you're doing something, if you're making a show, then if you've got press releases or whatever, you can publish them yourself to your own blog on the site, which then anyone can talk about. And so we've had a number of smaller publishers who are actually going on there and using the site to publicise their shows, which I think has been working out really well.
Mm. Now, Anna and Stephen, with Spare Room, you've had occasions where you've broken stories that might have occasionally been embarrassing to people, and you've actually gone quite hard on people at times. You know, PR companies occasionally feel your lash.
Oh, well, when they do silly things, like try and invent words and get journalists to print them for prizes, come on. That deserves a... I didn't say anything about that, though. I thought best to leave that one alone.
Until now.
I don't know quite what you're referring to.
Well, I just sort of... for example, you also do Sideswipe in the Herald. You know, is there a synergy between the two? How do people think of popping up in either Spare Room or Sideswipe?
I think with both. I do try and be gentle and polite and not, you know, too vicious in any sort of criticism. But I think they're very different beasts, because Sideswipe is a very broad, you know, it has a very broad audience, whereas Spare Room has much more of a niche, I guess. And a lot of it is, you know, things that perhaps wouldn't make full stories. So, you know, snippets come in Sideswipe and they tend to be, I don't know. I don't think we do too much that's personal. I mean, having been on the brunt of various personal assassinations in the media, I have quite a high empathy for it. And I think what's really interesting about being things online is people can say things anonymously. And I know you did a story on The Listener in this, and I myself have experienced it. I know lots of, particularly women, have experienced this kind of bullying sort of through comments and things, if you are, and especially if you're a public face. And it's a very weird and quite a horrible sort of thing to, and I used to try and have debates with people, you know, who were anonymously, you know, having a go basically, and try and be very reasonable. And I've always done that with Sideswipe. Sometimes I've told people to go jump and bite me and piss off and what have you, but I've learnt over the years that it's better to try and just be quite, you know.
And I have to say, for all that we might like to think that blogging is the future and there's so many great things about it, you really don't have to go far in the political blogosphere in particular to strike a remarkable degree of misogyny. Do you strike that at all on Throng? Because it seems like a different sort of community, Rachel.
Depends on the week, what's happening on the site. I mean, there's been a lot of discussion at the moment about the Deal or No Deal girls, and so we're sort of keeping a close eye on what kind of comments people are leaving on those, for example. Most of the time I think it's run-of-the-mill, really.
The TV3-generated story.
Oh, yeah, that was fascinating.
Well, actually, and I have to say, Throng got the story on that no one else did by getting the phone logs leaked. That was a good scoop.
Yeah, it was great.
Turns out there weren't that many complaints after all.
No. Really?
Yes. Anyway, we've talked quite a lot about where we are now with online media. I wonder what you all think about how things are going to look in 5 years' time.
That's a long, long time to talk about.
Let's say 1 year and then five.
I think maybe, within the next year, I mean, as the past year has shown a huge jump already. I mean, a year ago, hardly any of the mainstream publishers had good sites going where they encouraged feedback from readers. Gimmicky tools and things that have happened during this whole sort of, and I hate the phrase web 2.0, but a lot of those things that have come in the last years just sort of show how fast this can happen. When we started doing Spare Room, we really felt like we were, all the feedback we were getting from people in mainstream media was that we were so far ahead of what they were doing, and they've caught up rapidly in terms of that. So it's really, really hard to tell. I think one of the big things we are seeing is that, especially with online video, that the mainstream media is now starting to see that as free distribution rather than stealing of copyright. And so they're, you know, they're signing deals with Googles and YouTubes and stuff, and they're saying that, you know, it's not so bad if yesterday's news report that went out on CNN spreads that CNN logo around the world, for example. I'm actually not sure where CNN's placed in this. I'm just using that as an example. But yeah. I think that's the thing. As people find they've got free distribution and they work out different advertising models, how they can get some more money from that distribution.
Yeah, I mean, that must be a particular one for Throng. For now, you're a site about TV. It's not impossible to imagine that you would be a site where people could go and see TV. Do you think in those terms?
Yeah, I think that there's all sorts of potential for online TV stuff that's going on. Who knows? I mean, a year really is a long time when you're talking online. So much can happen. I mean, I think from our perspective, the one thing that I would like to see happen in the next 12 months is just the awareness of online being made to those who are actually spending money on advertising. Because I think from an ad agency perspective, it's something where, you know, they get a massive budget and they can spend a huge amount on print or TV or radio, whereas they could spend a fraction of that online and get the same result. But obviously because of, you know, percentages and commissions and so on, well, what's the point? You know, if I can get, you know, a great chunk of $1 million spend on TV as opposed to, you know, spending $50,000 online for the same result kind of thing, well, you know, so I think there's that whole thing of making the advertisers aware, and they need to come to a point where they should be demanding their ad agencies, hey, why am I not spending anything online? You know, get me something online now. Because it's such a powerful advertising medium. So if that can happen in 12 months, I think everyone who is working in online in New Zealand will be, you know, so much better off for it.
Well, I think there could be a whole other interview in that. But anyway, congratulations on what you've both achieved this year, and I hope that as the big guys finally turn the ship round and get into it, there's still room for good independent publishers online.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks, Russell.
Thanks.
And that's our show for this week, Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Russell Brown will be back next week when he will talk more about Singapore and Vietnam. I've been Graham Reed.
And I'm David Slack. You can catch anything you heard on the show today on our podcasts on publicaddress.net. Thanks for listening, and thanks New Zealand On Air for the funding.